renewable energy zones as part of a multi-billion dollar plan to rid fossil fuels from the electricity grid. The zones will make energy through large-scale wind, solar and pumped hydro farms to be used in green hydrogen projects. The draft roadmap showed 12 potential renewable energy zones that will be connected to the Queensland grid in three phases by 2035. The government has pledged $19 billion to the energy zones and committed to reach 70% renewable energy by 2032. In other local news, over 100,000 Queenslanders are owned collectively $52 million in outstanding rental bonds, ranging from $300 to $25,000. The Residential Tenancies Authority, or the RTA, has launched a statewide campaign to urge people to claim their bond payments. The RTA has a new online form on the website to make the process easier by giving easy access to rental records. The form can be found at www.rta.qld.gov.au.
In Australia Today, former Prime Minister Scott Morrison is under pressure to end his political career after a report from the Robodebt Royal Commission. It comes after last week Commissioner Catherine Holmes handed down a 1,000-page report into the Robodebt scandal. Commissioner Holmes stated Mr. Morrison failed to meet his ministerial responsibility to ensure the Cabinet was properly informed about what the proposal actually entailed and to ensure that it was lawful. The automated debt recovery scheme was designed to find discrepancies between what income welfare recipients received and what they were paid. The scheme illegally recovered $750 million from almost 400,000 people between 2015 and 2019 and also sent incorrect debt notices to Australians. In more national news, North Sydney residents are being urged to stay inside as smoke from a Brookvale warehouse fire is being treated as suspicious. 50 firefighters were needed at the site to contain the fire at 7 p.m. last night. It is believed the building contains services including a tyre and mechanical repair workshop, and there are concerns about toxic chemicals from the smoke. New South Wales Fire Brigade Superintendent Adam Dewberry said residents should stay indoors and keep windows, doors and vents closed. There have been no reports of injuries and is believed that there was no one inside the building during the incident.
And in international news, owners of Wakari White Island in Aotearoa, where 17 Australians died after the island's volcano erupted in 2019, are set to face court today over charges that they breached workplace safety laws. WorkSafe New Zealand alleges Andrew James, Peter Buttle and Wakari Management Limited, or WML, failed to obtain expert advice on how WML could ensure that guided tours of Wakari were conducted safely. 13 parties are being prosecuted by WorkSafe New Zealand.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 19 degrees outside with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news at 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.
There's going to be some foul language coming up. Tune out now if you cannot deal with it, mate. Sorry, not sorry.